Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Have you started using TikTok yet? Have you heard of it? It's one of the most downloaded apps for both Apple and Android right now, with over a billion downloads worldwide. Joining us now is Ben Brock Johnson. He covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, so I put myself in the category of people who don't know much about TikTok at all. What is it?
Okay, do you remember Vine?
Yes.
Okay.
Short little videos that people would share online.
Exactly. So TikTok is really similar to Vine, if you remember that. The difference might be length, features, and popularity. So I'll explain that. Vine saw people kind of hacking that platform to insert music, for instance. They would take little videos, they'd put funny music in, they'd use the restrictions of 6-second videos to be creative, right? Mm-hmm. TikTok is very similar to this, but it's 15-second videos. And a lot of this kind of hacking that people did with Vine is now built into the app. So you can very easily add music, add filters. Also, it's different from Facebook or Instagram, where your friends determine the content you see. TikTok uses AI to throw more kind of detailed content at you. But again, the experience is really driven by strangers' content. And that can kind of be cool, right? Because you see users' lives from around the world. It gets curated for you by this artificial intelligence. Everything from video memes to choreographed like dance videos to 15-second history lessons. It's really fundamentally a platform that encourages creativity. And another important feature of TikTok is that it uses hashtags as prompts. Right? So you're never really wondering which hashtags to add to your post. The app actually creates a bunch of those hashtags for you automatically.
What a great use of time.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to say, I watched a TikTok video today.
Yep.
Shows a teenager hiding under a kitchen counter.
Yes.
One of those kind of kitchen counters that's got an open top so you can see over it. And the video shows this teen hiding under the counter, and this older woman is cleaning up on the other side of the counter, can't see the teenager. But every few seconds, he reaches up and puts a bottle of water on the counter. Then she sort of like, where did this bottle of water come from? I need to put it away. And then she puts it away, and then he puts another one up. And this is the kind of thing people are interested in?
Yeah. So like, I think, like Vine, the culture of TikTok, and this is really different from a lot of apps that are out there right now, is really humorous, right? So in a way, the stakes are lower. On Instagram, for instance, the mainstream culture of the app feels very aspirational. People showing off their amazing vacation or this like beautiful meal that they ate. On TikTok, it really feels more about like self-deprecation and jokes and funny stuff like this. And it's also really creative.
Okay. And it's also Chinese, right? The parent company of TikTok is a Chinese company. It's called ByteDance. Tell us more about them.
So ByteDance is really first and foremost an artificial intelligence company, which is, you know, how a lot of this sort of TikTok magic happens in terms of surfacing content and also taking your content and putting it in front of strangers, right? It's valued at $75 billion. ByteDance also bought an American company called Musical.ly for a reported $1 billion. Musical.ly was a sort of lip-syncing app that had the youngest audience ever. It was being used by children in elementary school. And TikTok is also paired with a company, a very similar company in China, or it's really part of the same company called Douyin, which is basically the same thing as TikTok, but run on different servers to comply with all of the Chinese government censorship restrictions. And this is part of the key difference. It gets at something I think is really undercovered. A lot of people caught up in this kind of TikTok craze have no idea that it's a Chinese company that really is beholden to the will of the Chinese government. And it's really the first mainstream popular social media app like that that has been really exploding in the U.S.
Now, there was all of this worry recently about Huawei, the Chinese company, getting involved in the amount of data that they'd be able to get on Americans. Is there concern about privacy with this Chinese company that owns TikTok, which is getting all these videos from all these young Americans all day long?
Yeah, so I think certainly there's a data piece of this, right? But I think in some ways the concerns about TikTok are slightly different. The company has some really odd rules and restrictions embedded in the app. There's been a list of world leaders who are basically banned as topics on the app. The Washington Post recently reported, for instance, that TikTok content related to the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, that content has basically been impossible to find on the app. LGBTQ advocates have also raised alarms that that kind of content is being censored. Now, I did a search on the LGBTQ hashtag yesterday and found plenty of content. Now, the argument there coming from the company is that TikTok is going to be more lenient in the U.S. on this kind of stuff than in China. But still, you have this incredibly popular and fun, air quotes here, app. It's really, you know, driving a lot of downloads in the U.S. that could make really sweeping censorship changes at any time, depending on what the Chinese government wants. And as funny and fun and creative as TikTok is, that's really serious.
Mark me down as not one of TikTok's new users. Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for us at Here and Now, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And Jeremy, you know all of those TikTok jokes and pranks. I live with a 12-year-old, so I live it.
Oh, really? Addicted to TikTok?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
I know all of them.
That is something that I don't think, I mean, there are so many social media and new apps and things I should check out, but that just doesn't seem like one that I want to do.